Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one real page of Talmud each day. And I mean real as in real estate, because on today's page, Bava Metzia 14, we're all about property ownership. Have a listen. Abaya said, consider the case of Reuven, who sold a field to Shimon with a property guarantee, and Reuven's creditor came and repossessed the field from Shimon as he had a prior lien on the property. It is the halacha that Reuven can go and litigate with the creditor, and the creditor cannot say to him, I'm not legally answerable to you since I'm taking the field from Shimon. This is because Reuven could say to his creditor, that which you take from him comes back to me, as I sold the field to Shimon with a guarantee. So you cannot claim that I'm not a legal party in this matter, proving to us once again how intricate and deep and meaningful this concept of property ownership truly is, that even if you buy something that is currently locked in some kind of litigation, you could come in and say like, hey, look, even though I have not taken possession of this thing that I bought yet, I am still an owner. Property ownership, then as now, drives us bananas. And here to help us make sense of it is the world's greatest, not just real estate agent, but really real estate philosopher, and the host of a brand new amazing podcast about real estate and life and spirituality that we will talk a little about later. My dear friend Scott Harris, welcome back to Take One.
Liel, thanks for having me back. It's always fun to be with you.
Before we hear more about your amazing podcast dropping tomorrow, if you're listening to it on the day this show is released, I want to ask you a more general question. It seems that from Talmudic times, from Abaya's decisions to current Home Garden TV network shows and Zillow obsessions, we are completely, completely enthralled by the notion of owning real estate. Explain.
Well, it's this aspirational desire to have a home, a roof over your head. I don't think it's so age old. You know, having a home that is yours is this, it's primordial almost. I mean, we call the podcast that we're launching The Pursuit of Home. People aren't looking for a house. They think they're looking for a house. They think that all these disputes that the rabbis are arguing about are the most relevant thing. But underneath it all is someone just wants a place to call home. And that's the root of all of this. There's so much drama. There's so many stories. You know, I've been speaking with you time and again about all the different ways that people feel slighted and people are trying to figure out whether this home is theirs or not. And a year later, something comes to bite them when they realize they needed title insurance. You know, they didn't have that back in the time of the Talmud, but it's really a yearning for home. That's what it's all about.
This is very, very interesting. In other words, we see everyone from the rabbis on to us understanding the fact that what we're really talking about when we talk about real estate isn't just like, oh, well, I have property and it depreciates and it's very nice to have, you know, so many square footage or such nice digs. It's really about a sense of kind of finding something that is more permanent in a world we understand to be very impermanent. Although it seems to me that a bunch of us are kind of slow to understand this notion and a bunch of slow to realize a bunch of the things that you have, you know, so wisely taught me. And therefore, we approach real estate all wrong. So tell me, what are some of the ways in which we approach it all wrong? What are some things that we think are very true when buying property that actually completely aren't true because we're looking at it in a transactional way rather than the spiritual way?
Well, that's exactly where I would start and say that this isn't, as much as everyone and the rabbis included want to make this about the transaction, this is about a transition. This is about people who are moving forward. This is something that's welling up inside of them first and foremost. Now, we have to put price tags around it. We have to put walls around it. We have to talk about all of the practical matters. But if we put them out of order, what people seem to do is they start with what can I afford and where do I want to live and all of the particulars. And what they really need to start with is what is their vision for a home? You know, it's, I mean, we're talking about a Talmudic podcast here, right? So we can talk about this yearning for Israel and this yearning for this place that we maybe not, you know, Lech Ilach, right? Like a place I'm going to show you. It's like, it's much bigger than what we can see. And I think the mistake a lot of people make is that they start with the physicality of this, and they forget about how important the emotions are of this and getting clear on that passion inside of you, what you're looking to do, how you're looking to move forward, and how the home is representative of that and not the other way around. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And thankfully, you are now here on hand to help us grow spiritually, emotionally, and all other ways with this amazing new podcast, The Pursuit of Home. Tell us about it, dropping tomorrow, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Well, I want to start, we speak in all this highfalutin language, but what it really boils down to is that people go through an emotional, psychological, spiritual, even ethical, all of these things that you talk about when we get together on your podcast. But The Pursuit of Home is trying to identify little nuggets, little moments that people go through, challenges, roadblocks that they encounter in real estate that no one talks about, and that they need to be brought to light. These are the things that don't show up on social media. They definitely don't show up on reality TV. We want to identify very small moments that people can talk about and what they went through, their story. This is real people buying real estate. And then we bring on experts to supplement, what is that specific thing? Let's say someone is going through a terrible time trying to declutter their home, which is our first episode. And what are the things they can learn? How can you transform that and reframe that into something that's really positive that can help people figure out how to navigate this thing that is so emotional and that, they weren't prepared for? How can they prepare for these moments as they go to buy real estate? And that's what The Pursuit of Home is all about.
Scott Harris, I cannot wait to listen to this amazing new podcast and learn from you and your real estate wisdom as the real estate Rebbe to us all. And I'm sure many of our listeners would do the same. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thanks, Liel. Love being here.
This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.